We're talking today with Gary McManus with the State Climate Ecological Survey. Gary, let's talk maybe a couple things, maybe short term and then maybe a little bit bigger picture. Short term, once again, we've got another system that looks like it's going to give us a chance of some precipitation next couple of days across at least parts of the state of Oklahoma. What's going on there?
Yeah, it looks like with this front sagging down into our area, we might see some moisture run up over the top of that front and drop down into northern Oklahoma especially. Now, there's some chance for some showers farther to the south, but really this looks like an Oklahoma-Kansas border type thing. So, but, you know, there are areas up there, especially in the Panhandle, that desperately need rainfall. So let's hope this one actually works out.
I guess really what from Grant County West, they'll take pretty well anything we can throw at them.
Yeah, and I've talked to some people in the Panhandle, and they say, you know, we'll believe it when we actually see it, because this is the fourth or fifth time we've seen these forecasts for rainfall, and they miss every time. So I think they're really anxious to see this one hit this time.
And I guess what, I know some of the early various models were painting, a couple of inches of rain maybe for the Panhandle.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they'd know what to do with all that rainfall, but I'm sure they'd take it.
Isn't that the truth? You know, when we think about here early August, overall, this is quite a difference compared to the last two summers, right?
Yeah, you know, the last two summers have been pretty devoid of rainfall. The summer of 2011, of course, was the hottest summer on record for any state, you know, since records began in 1895 right here in Oklahoma. Last year was no picnic either. It really got hot when the rain shut off in early spring. So having all this rainfall, not just through July, but also in from April and May, it really set the stage to give us a much different experience. Now, again, that's really for the eastern two-thirds of the state. For the western third and up in the Panhandle, I'm afraid they're still suffering from the same type of summers of 2011-2012. But for the bulk of the state, this is a vastly different experience. You can just go outside and look at how green it is and tell how different it's been over the last couple of years.
That's right. You know, when we think about the forecast for really August into maybe even the early part of September now, as we kind of, you know, start looking out a little bit further over the next 30 days or so, I know that the models seem to be suggesting that we really don't have that much of a chance of slipping back into drought here, at least for the eastern two-thirds of the state.
Yeah, that's right. It looks like, now, of course, it's always dangerous for somebody to say it looks like when we're talking 2 to 3 weeks out to even longer. But it looks like it might be, we might have increased odds of above normal rainfall, below normal temperatures, which would be just what the doctor ordered to keep us out of drought. Unfortunately, not so much out in western Oklahoma and the Panhandle, but at least for the bulk of the state, it does look like we could stay out of this type of a drought situation for a little bit longer, which, you know, every month we're out of it is a bonus, because it can slip right back in, as we've seen over the last couple of years.
I guess what drought monitors, as they do come along week by week, they are continuing to trend a little bit down every week, as far as a few less percentage points are actually in some level of drought.
Yeah, and we've been trying to shave off that western edge there. We've got it over to about, you know, Blaine and Caddo and Comanche counties and those areas. You know, but as long as Canton Lake's still sitting at 20% of normal and Lake Altus Lugert's now down to 13.6% of normal, you know, I'm afraid those areas are just going to have to deal with it until they can get the types of rains that we've seen over the eastern two-thirds of the state. But, in my opinion, the eastern two-thirds of the state are looking really good right now for the time of the year it is and what we've seen over the last couple of years. So, you know, we just need that to spread west. We say this every time, but we need it farther west.
Isn't that the truth? You know, when we think about when we're in this kind of shape heading toward the end of summer, obviously we could easily have a high pressure dome set in and reverse some fortunes fairly quickly. But yet, as we head toward the fall months, this sets us up a lot differently than the last couple of years, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, we our soil moisture has recovered pretty well across the state. So if we can just get some normal-type rains during the fall, that'll really set up that fall planting season really nicely. And like we've said, we talked about previously, there is nothing like a La Nina shaping up just yet. So, you know, that brings us warmer and drier weather, what we've seen over 2010 through 2012. With the absence of that in place, you know, I have really high hopes that this drought relief we've seen over the last few months is going to last this time, get us into a bit of a longer period of a bit nicer weather here in Oklahoma.
All righty, Gary. Gary McManus joining us today from the Oklahoma Climate Ecological Survey. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.